This podcast is sponsored by Dash.
Hi, I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Lauren Mishcon. Every Tuesday, we trial a different self-care practice and report back to you on the results.
And on Friday, we are back to explore more from the world of wellness with the latest news, interviews, feedback from our wonderful listeners, and our challenge of the week.
Welcome back to Self-Care Club, the Epilogue Show. Welcome to Friday's Epilogue Show, where we're taking a deeper dive into this week's practice of being sober curious.
Before we jump into today's episode, we want to talk to you about our Facebook group.
It's called
Self-Care Clubbers.
So if you're not already a member, jump onto Facebook, search for Self-Care Clubbers and come and be part of our community.
Can't wait to see you there. The link is in the show notes.
So, sober curious. You still curious?
I'm a little less curious.
No one is surprised. No one.
I read a great meme on Instagram yesterday, and it made me think of this week. I'm going to read it to you because it's actually words, not photos. So I can do that and it won't be weird on a podcast. Let me find it.
You've just got to find it now.
I found it.
Oh! Well done. What did it say?
It says, I found that I've been happier since I changed from coffee in the morning to orange juice. My doctor explained it's the vitamin C and the natural sugars, but I really think it's the vodka. I like that.
Is that where you're at?
No.
God. So, are you still doing it? Have you had a drink?
I have had a few drinks, actually.
Okay. Did you do the sort of the awareness piece around it, like ask the questions, do I want this? Why do I want this? What will it add?
Yes.
And answers, please.
Funnily enough, it wasn't a social occasion or things where I sort of felt like, oh, I'm out, so I should drink. But it was, I think Friday evening, I was cooking. There was a bottle of really nice red wine open and I thought, I really fancy having a glass of red wine now. Why? Well, it's Friday evening and I'm cooking. And I feel like I'd like to enjoy a glass of red wine while I'm cooking and I don't feel any guilt around this or anything wrong about it. So I had it.
There shouldn't be any guilt around it and there is nothing wrong with it.
And I enjoyed it and it was fine.
Have you drunk less since we've been doing this?
Yes.
I know you stopped.
Yes.
You were abstaining for a bit, but you're drinking less.
Definitely.
So that's amazing.
Definitely.
How much less?
A lot less, actually. I would say in the last week, rather than having a glass of red wine every night, and then maybe a gin and tonic beforehand, I've maybe had just 3 glasses of red wine.
This week?
Yeah.
That's great. So you're halving what you're drinking, basically.
I'd say maybe even less than halving.
That's great. That's great. Just keep the awareness going. I think that's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's only going to add to your life.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, it is, because alcohol's a toxin.
It's a poison.
It is a poison.
How are you feeling?
I feel good.
You're still not drinking at all?
I'm not. I haven't drunk.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, but that is not massive for me. So.
But you were out.
I went out on Saturday night. Yeah. So what I'm saying is, this is not me being a martyr. Yeah. I'm not drinking and I'm doing dry January. It really is none of that. I'm not putting any restriction on myself. So. Yeah. We went out on Saturday night and we went for a tapas meal.
Yeah.
And they do quite nice cocktails there. So normally I would always sit down and have a cocktail.
Yeah.
Without even thinking about it. Or I would order a gin and tonic.
I would have a sherry at a tapas meal. A cold sherry. That's what they had serve. What? You have to sherry.
My grandma.
I knew you were going to say
used
that.
Used to have a sherry.
So did mine.
On a Friday night, I used to sit on her lap and she used to let me sip her sherry.
So did mine.
Yeah.
But can I just say, sherry's been very rebranded. It's actually really trendy now. It's really trendy. You have it chilled. You can have it chilled.
According to who?
The Spanish.
The Spanish telling us that sherry is trendy.
It's really, actually really trendy now.
It isn't.
I promise it is.
Right, my husband is in the alcohol game.
I know.
Right? So I'm going to ask him.
Ask him about the rebranding.
I'm actually going to text him now.
Go on.
And then hopefully we'll get an answer.
Chilled.
Oh, it comes with... Right, hold on. Let's... Okay. What shall I say?
Say, how do you feel about the sherry industry? especially the new brands that are served chilled. Are they still Nana Sadie or are they cool?
Right. In your line of work.
Yeah.
In your line of work.
Yeah.
Has the notion of sherry, in inverted commas.
Why is it in inverted commas? It's a real thing.
Cool again.
I think you're putting an edge on that.
Is it still? Or is it?
Yeah.
Still.
Nana Sadie.
He won't understand what that means. You've got to be specific. Okay. Considered grandma-like.
Okay.
Is that fair? Okay.
Okay.
Let's wait. He was on a call when I left, so he might.
I wait with Basie. He'll be like, why the fuck are you asking me about sherry? That's what he'll say.
And it's not double ticking.
Oh.
So that's a problem because we've got a big problem with our Wi-Fi in our house. Anyway.
Okay.
Let's hope he gets back to us.
So are you going to go?
So hold on, I haven't finished.
You had a cocktail.
I didn't have a cocktail. Oh. So what I'm saying is I would naturally have a cocktail or a glass of wine or perhaps both, right? And I really thought about it beforehand and I thought, do I want to drink tonight? Do I want to get that fuzzy head? Do I want to get that dry mouth when I'm trying to go to sleep? And do I want to feel a bit rubbishy that I've drank too much sugar and too much alcohol the next morning? No, the answer was absolutely not. So I ordered a sparkling water.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even notice it. But then we weren't out with big drinkers.
Okay.
The boys both had a beer each and my friend had an Aperol Spritz. So it wasn't like there was loads of drinking going on. I probably would have felt a bit of FOMO if there were like bottles of wine and everyone was sort of getting smashed. So that would have been a different experience. And I woke up the next morning, honestly, Lauren, the first thing before I'd even opened my eyes, I thought, I have no headache and I can feel that I feel good. And that is because I didn't drink and I feel so happy about it.
Great.
Yeah.
You're never going to drink again.
No, I. That's not what this is. And I refuse to get all or nothing about it because I don't need to, do I?
You definitely don't need to, but are you always going to go to a place of, this makes me feel so rubbish, I just don't want to do it? When are you ever not going to feel like that?
I think when I go to a party and there's dancing and everyone's getting drunk, and I would definitely join in with that. But to have that one glass of wine and then feel shit, that it's just not worth it.
Definitely not worth it. Of course not.
So that's where I'm at. I'm going out for dinner again on Saturday night. I probably won't drink again.
Okay.
You see, I would rather get up. You're going to roll your eyes here now. There's a very hard class on a Sunday.
Sunday morning, I know. You're one of your
favourites.
And
I'd rather get up. Yeah. It's my favourite class of the week. I'd rather get up and just give that everything rather than feel a bit shit whilst I'm doing it. That's more important to me.
Then it's what's more important to you. End up.
What did the listeners have to say? Now, there's been a little shift in where we're doing the polls and the questioning, isn't there?
Well, only because, you know, I'm completely inept at Instagram and seem to be quite fluent on Facebook.
Saw that you put it up on our Facebook group, right? So I saw you put it up there and there were so many comments. I thought, I'm not even going to bother putting it on Instagram because we're getting a good feel of everyone's thoughts on there.
Can I just say, clubbers, if you're not on the Facebook group, then you're missing out.
Come to the Facebook group,
there's
please.
There's a lot of chat going on.
There is a lot of chat going on. And as it's growing, there's more chat and it's getting more and more fun. So please come and be a part of it.
So I'll tell you a couple of the things that the clubbers were saying. I'm leaving the comments on Facebook anonymous because I like to feel that the clubbers can feel safe just telling other clubbers. And I don't want to name them unless they specifically say, please say my name. So that's why I'm not reading any names.
Okay.
Yes, definitely, somebody
said. Hold on, what did you ask them?
I asked...
Because we're getting answers, but we don't know what the question is.
I asked, how do you feel about the idea of being sober curious?
Okay, great.
Do you like it? Are you into it? Yes, definitely. I think it's great for people like me who don't want to give up entirely, but maybe want to be a bit more conscious after drinking a bit more than usual over the holidays.
So like me, I mean, I resonate with that totally.
I've done it for the better part of a year now. Yes. Quote. I find the response from others interesting. I'm confident in who I am and why I make the decision, but I've had a range of responses from disappointment, defensiveness about their own drinking habits, curiosity and indifference.
Yep.
And then someone replied to her saying, I totally agree. I've had, I don't trust people who don't drink.
Oh,
and all sorts
that's
of
jarring.
Weird and all sorts of other comments. I'm old enough not to care now, but when I first started thinking about cutting down and giving up, the comments did affect me. Peer pressure at its finest.
And Rory talks a lot about that in our interview, doesn't he? It's all about finding the right community. If you want to make a positive change in your life, then you have to surround yourself with the people in the same sort of mindset. Because if you are in a community of people that just drink loads and you want to stop drinking or cut down on drinking, it's going to be near on impossible.
Absolutely. Someone else said, I'm not much of a drinker anyway. I feel like I do this automatically. I think it sounds like a great middle ground for people who do enjoy a drink.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then someone else, I've been doing it for a while as I was struggling with massive anxiety for a few days following any kind of drinking session, even a glass of wine with dinner. So I decided to try to limit drinking as much as possible and factor it in when I know I can handle the after effects. I have toyed with giving it up entirely, but I don't want to be that restrictive. And I do enjoy a social drink with friends. So she's similar to you.
Yes. Absolutely. There's obviously a lot of people like me. Yeah. So I think if you've got a good relationship with alcohol, you don't have to be restricted. But that's what I like about it, because it's a different way of thinking for me, because I am so all or nothing. And this actually just gives total openness about how you want to be around it. Because we don't need to restrict it because we don't have a problem with it. But actually just be very conscious about how it's going to make us feel and where it's going to add and when it isn't.
Yeah. And I like this one. After having babies and breastfeeding, I've not drunk much for 3 years and I'm not sure I'll go back to it. I've done all the occasions where you normally drink, wedding, festival, parties, and it turns out it's just as fun sober and much cheaper.
Ooh.
Interesting.
I do wonder if it's more fun sober, a party or a wedding.
I've done loads of parties and weddings and things pregnant.
Well, not for a long time, though.
No, not for a long time, but I've always enjoyed it as much. I always think, actually, and I'm thinking back to a party I went to last year where I drank and drank and drank because I wasn't really having a good time, and it did nothing for me. As in, I didn't even feel drunk, even though I had drunk more than I would normally do, and I was carrying on drinking because I thought, if I just have another one, maybe I'll feel better. But it was just the atmosphere of the party. It was nothing to do with the booze.
Interestingly, I went to a wedding last year and I was drinking loads in the beginning. But you know those nights where you're just not getting drunk?
Yes.
And it's just making you feel heavy and headachy.
Yes.
So at about 6 o'clock, just at the beginning of dinner, I thought, right, I'm not going to drink anymore. And then I started drinking water. Mm. And what I noticed was obviously everyone was getting smashed.
Of course.
Throughout the evening. Yeah. And people didn't like that I wasn't drinking because it makes them feel vulnerable in their drunkenness if someone's sober and has got clarity of mind. So I understand that. And I had a great time. Mm. I did have a great time. Would I have had a better time if I was smashed? Potentially.
I always feel like you can plan the perfect party, make everything perfect, but you cannot plan the atmosphere. And it either has a vibe and it's a good vibe and everyone's on it or not.
But that's down to the people.
Yeah, it's totally down to people and also how you're feeling that night. I think it's because I got into two conversations that were really boring and really long and I couldn't get myself out of them.
Oh, I hate that at a party. I hate that. It's such a bummer.
And I went from one straight into the other. And after that, I was like, I actually just want to go home now. I'm so over this.
Should we cut to a break and come back with a wellness newsflash, one of your specials?
Let us do just that.
This week, we are sponsored by Notion.
Why do we love Notion? Because it brings our ideas to life. It's like having access to tomorrow's tools today by combining all our research scripts and notes into one simple space with the added power of AI built right inside, not a separate AI tool or browser tab.
I used it the other day to plan all our social content for the next 3 months. It's made what's usually a really long, daunting task super quick, simple, and streamlined, leaving us with more time and energy to focus on what truly matters, which is bringing self-care to the listeners and less stress for us.
Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organise and rediscover the joy of play. And the Notion AI turns that knowledge into action. It can answer any question in seconds, summarise your meeting notes and keeps you completely organised. If you can think it, you can make it. It's become an integral part of our podcasting toolkit and we're calling it self-care.
Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/self-care club.
That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/self-care club, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show.
Notion.com/self-care club.
Wellness News Flash.
Okay, so I picked up on what we were talking about last week. Remember, we were talking about the Goop Festival, which, by the way, turns out was in 2017 or 16 or something. It was ages ago. It wasn't like a new festival.
Oh, so that's not remotely relevant.
No, but I
so
did...
So why is she talking about stories that aren't relevant now?
Because she was writing a book about the whole wellness industry and the festival industry and Goop and Gwyneth, and so I think it came into it. But I picked up on one of the things that we were talking about last week, which was Miranda Kerr, who was a big proponent of the leech therapy.
Oh. So we're back on that.
So I found that story. I'm bringing it to you so we can understand more about it.
I don't think I want to understand more
about it. Yeah, of course you do. Just in case it's fabulous and you want to do it.
I don't want to do it.
You sure?
I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. We even had a meeting about it.
We
how
actually
we're
not, did.
Not actually about that, but it came up and we both point blank said, no, we're not doing that.
Well, enjoy Miranda Kerr. Miranda Kerr.
She does look amazing. Can't be down to the leeches.
So, Miranda Kerr looks like she's been frozen in time. Blessed with skin that would make any 20-something green with envy.
How old is she?
She's 34. At a health and well...
She's
not exactly old. At a health and wellness conference hosted by Gwyneth Paltrow's website Goop, the 34-year-old supermodel was interviewed by Gwyneth about her beauty secrets, which include leech facials. When Miranda revealed she had tried the treatment, everyone was taken aback. Miranda explained to the stunned audience, "It's adventurous. Health is wealth. They've been doing leech therapy for thousands of years. This treatment isn't for the faint of heart. Live leeches are placed on your face to feed. Then the blood they consume is smeared over your skin like a face mask.
It's disgusting.
It supposedly helps to tighten the skin and leaves you looking younger.
How does it tighten the skin?
Oh, who fucking knows?
Because they're squeezing all the shit out of it. How?
This is my best bit. One of the drawbacks of the treatment is that leeches can't be reused due to hygiene reasons. Whilst they are usually killed following the facial, Miranda decided to take them home with her instead. I kept the leeches. They're in my koi pond. You're not allowed to reuse them, and if you don't take them home, then she kills them, and I didn't like that idea, Miranda said. Gwyneth Paltrow, a woman who's tried everything from vaginal steaming to jade eggs, told her, "Wow, and I thought I was batshit crazy." I love that. Doing it? Up for it? Can't wait?
I'm speechless.
Want to take the leeches home and put them in a jam jar that I'll give you?
I don't have any jam jars.
I'll give you one.
What has the world come to when a woman is so obsessed with anti-aging that she will stick a leeches, plural,
many,
on her face to suck it out and then smear it back? This is not okay. This is not okay. And this is the part of the wellness world that really upsets me. Because this is bullshit. This is fucking bullshit.
Do you know that...
And that it cannot be hygienic and it cannot be safe.
I think it's hygienic if they are killed afterwards, not if they're sucking on someone else's face. But God knows what they were sucking on before. Sucking on your face.
But that's what I'm
Where
saying.
Where do leeches live?
I'm sure you can get infections from that. I just don't think this is okay. Do you think this is okay?
I don't think it's wonderful as an anti-aging treatment, and I certainly wouldn't do it. But do you know?
But we're encouraging women to stick live leeches on their face, suck stuff out of their face to make them look better. Men don't do this. Are men doing this?
I don't feel like men are doing this.
So it's aimed at women, and they are buying into it. Like, just let your face be your face. Get a good moisturiser and a good serum and wash it occasionally. Just leave the leeches off your face. I can't bear it.
Do you know they use them in the NHS? Not on the face, but you know they are used as a therapy in the NHS.
What therapy? For what?
I think it's to help with when you've got a clotting problem. They either help clot or they stop a clot. I can't remember, but I was reading about
it. Why would you want to help a clot?
If you've got a clot and you want to get rid of it.
No, I understand get rid of a clot.
Maybe it's if you have bleeding and you need it to clot.
You need your blood to thicken up.
Yeah. I cannot remember which it's for. Don't quote me. I'm not a doctor. But they do still use it on the NHS. It's like a real practice. Not on the face, but on other parts of the body. It's like a real thing.
I just cannot.
Okay, so if I have to take you to A&E and they suggest leech therapy, please. I'll say, please, no. She yes. doesn't want it.
Yes.
Let her just die. No. What should I say?
Fuck's sake.
What should I say?
Why has someone always got to die?
Someone's always got Why to is, die.
You are so weirdly so dark. Why has someone always got to die?
What should I tell them to do instead? If that's, listen, we really feel the best treatment for Mrs. Goodman is to get some leeches and put them straight onto her leg and we'll be able to save her foot. Am I allowed to say yes?
So now we're talking
yes?
about amputation.
Am I allowed to say
Why?
Yes?
Why? In what scenario yeah. would this be a reality?
Do you want me to find out?
Yes. And also, my husband hasn't replied yet.
About the sherry?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, it's 11:11.
And we're talking about leeches.
And he's just replied to an email. I'm actually going to phone him on air. Let's put him on speaker and see what he says. He never answers his phone.
Oh.
Hello?
Oh, good, you answered. Can I ask a question? Did you get my text message?
No, I was on a call.
Adam, in your experience of being in the alcohol game,
yeah.
has sherry been rebranded as now cool?
Chilled.
Ooh, that's very, very interesting. Because one of the events we did for Monkey Shoulder, we took everybody to a sherry as part of the experience. Because it's for bartenders, yeah, they're really interested in it. Why?
They're interested in sherry now.
Now tell him why, because you mocked me, because you think I'm old and not cool, and I'm actually more on it than you are.
All right, I'll take okay. it back. Because Lauren was drinking sherry, and I took the piss.
At a tapas place.
That she was a grandma.
No, in context.
And she said that sherry is now cool. And I said, I don't think it is.
It is a thing that bartenders like to play with and use, yes.
So would you say that was cool or not cool?
It depends who you meet. I would say it's cool. It's perhaps a trend.
She did say that. Okay, I'm wrong. I hold my hands up. Lauren, I apologise. I'm sorry.
I accept your apology and the notion that I'm always fuddy-duddy old because I'm not.
Okay, we are in the middle of recording.
Yeah,
Thank
we
you
are.
For clearing
Thank
that
you,
up.
Adam.
Bye.
All right,
bye.
So there you go. Leech therapy.
Oh, now we're on leech therapy.
Modern okay. leech therapy is used in areas such as microsurgery, plastic and reconstructive surgery and cardiovascular disease. Carl Peters Bond looks after the medical creatures and is the sole supplier to the NHS and accounts for nearly 70% of the medicinal leeches used worldwide. They are used up and down the country as one of the most effective means to preserve blood loss. It's called Hirudo Medicinalis, leech therapy. Used in trauma patients to help improve blood flow in areas of tissue or flap. I don't know what flap is. Don't ask me. That has poor circulation. Leeches can remove blood from the tissue before it can clot. There you go.
Do you remember when we were sat around your kitchen table?
Yeah.
Many moons ago.
Many, many decades ago.
We were talking about, let's start up a self-care podcast.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Let's debunk the wellness world so women yeah. and people just don't have to worry about the hard work of self-care. No. We're going to do it all for
we'll
them.
We'll be those guinea pigs.
We're going to do that. Yeah. And we're going to investigate the world mm-hmm. of wellness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever think that mm-hmm. it would get to having a discussion about leeches?
In the same breath as a discussion about sherry. I mean...
And what makes me laugh, right? Yeah. Because, I mean, we had our best week of downloads last week.
We did.
We had our biggest week.
We did.
So
ever.
Thank you
ever.
To everybody who's listening. And thank you for listening to our utter shite. This is
what?
This is utter shite.
This is absolute state-of-the-art wellness content.
Sherry and leeches.
Yeah. Sherry and leeches is where it's at.
I
January
like,
2023.
I like you...
That's a soundbite for you.
Oh.
Okay. Maybe.
Did you get that, Jack?
Imagine if you were in like a spa with the leeches on your face while they served you chilled sherry. It's a vibe.
He said that bartenders like to play with sherry.
Maybe smear it on your face. They could get, could soak the leeches in the sherry. And then they'd crawl
they'd
up your
out
face.
Like footballs.
And then they'd crawl up your face in wiggly lines because they'd be drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are leeches sober
and then,
curious?
And then the sherry goes straight into your bloodstream.
Are leeches sober curious?
I guess it depends if you are.
Okay. Okay.
Let's just move on. Recommendation of the week. No, I will not be doing leeches. No, if I ever have to go to hospital and my foot suddenly needs amputating for no reason and they suggest leeches, which has got nothing to do with it because it's about blood loss.
Blood clotting.
You can say no, she does want the leeches because we now know that that does not help preserve a foot.
Yes, it's only for clotting, re-tissuing issues.
I'm not planning on my blood clotting or losing it or... I'm good.
No, so it's to clean the blood so you can repair tissue. I think that's what we've clarified. So let's say that we're in Hawaii on our surfing weekend and you get mauled
Give something more realistic. No. You're not going to be surfing.
Because then you get bitten by a shark and then they've got to repair the tissue. But how are they going to repair the tissue? They've got to clear the blood from the area so they use the leeches, then they can repair it.
So what if there's an infection in your blood from the shark?
I don't think it's an even infection. I think it's just to clean it all up so then they can deal with the mangled tissue.
What's wrong with Savlon? Or an antiseptic wipe. You know, my kids have been using those for years and they're just fine.
I use leeches on my kids.
Is that what happens? Like if you go to the woods and your kids are running around and they fall over and then they scratch themselves, instead of using an antiseptic wipe or a bit of Savlon and a plaster, you can just stick a leech on it.
Yeah, I just go and find a local leech. From the pond.
Is that what we're talking about? Can we just get off the subject of leeches?
I don't know.
It's gone in a very unnecessary direction.
I'm going straight back into the task at hand, sober curiosity.
Recommendation of the week?
Yeah.
Recommendation of the week.
It's Rory's book.
I didn't know you had a book.
He does. It's called The 28-Day Alcohol-Free Challenge by Rory Fairbairns.
Nice.
Okay. And... he's also got a podcast. It's called OYNB. That stands for 1 Year No Beer. And it's hosted by?
Rory.
Correct. And can I give you a quick TV show? Happy Valley.
Yes, I need one.
Happy Valley.
Context?
Yorkshire policewoman, age 47.
No, lost me at Yorkshire. I'm opening this
now. Oh my God. That's what Ollie said.
We are like...
literally twins. He's like, no,
cheers.
It sounds a little bit too Northern Grimm policey. I said, please give it a go. The thing is, I watched 2 minutes of season 3 that's just started and I thought, oh, can't do this. I have no context here. I have to go back to the first series, the 3 series. So I went back to the first series. Ollie and I watched 14 minutes and he said, no, as I said, not for me. Went off to bed. I watched the rest. I was like... by the end. So the next day I said, listen, as you left, the whole story turned on its head. You have got, please just watch one episode and then give me, anyway.
Okay.
He watched it. We watched the second. We watched the third. Now we are fully
invested.
Oh,
good. Because we were on Peaky Blinders and we seem to have gone off. And now I'm watching, I seem to watch more TV with my daughters than I do.
No, this is not for them.
No, I know this is not for them. Than I do with Adam. And we've been watching Ginny and Georgia.
I don't know that. What's
that? Well, because it's for teenagers.
Oh, okay.
It's for teenage girls. That's why.
I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't give it a go.
Give it a go.
Okay.
It's fun. It's cute.
I really think you and Adam will enjoy Happy Valley, but you've got to start from the very beginning and give it one full episode before you judge.
Can I give a beauty recommendation this week?
Yes.
My daughter has been cracking. She is my 12-year-old.
Yes.
Obsessed with makeup. Obsessed with skincare.
Yes.
Obsessed with cleansers, toners, moisturizers, eye patches. Mm. Like, you name it. I have never seen so much makeup in my life. She's got all of it. Every present for her birthday and every present for Christmas.
Yeah.
It is like piled up in her room. Mm. And she's been going on about this Dior lip oil.
I've had it before.
But they've run out everywhere.
Yeah.
So you can't get it anywhere. So I think Clarins have done... a similar one.
They all have like something in the
lip
brand.
Oil.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she manipulated my husband to take her out yesterday afternoon. They had a lovely day.
Yeah.
Obviously, she came back with not just one lip oil. She came up with a big one and a mini one.
How did she swing that?
She wrapped her
dad around her little finger.
She is a master in getting what she wants, that child. Honestly, she will go far in life.
Well, I think then the big one's for her and surely the little one's for you.
That's what I said.
Definitely.
Anyway, she wasn't having that. Anyway.
Oh.
So I was in and out all night last night, dropping Daisy off and picking her up. And I came in, it was like 8 o'clock, and Lily Rose comes downstairs and her lips, They look luscious and full and glossy and like I literally and like peachy and just a tint of, you know, red. And they just look like the most beautiful lips I've ever seen. So I'm like, what have you got on your lips? She goes, this is the Clarins lip oil.
Oh, it's the Clarins one.
She went for the Clarins one. No, because Dior's out of stock.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, so this morning.
Are you wearing it now? Are you?
I went into her room while she's at school.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find it. And I thought, oh, she's taking it with her to school. Yeah. Anyway, I found it.
Yeah.
Put it on.
Yeah.
I'm like now obsessed with
Have
it.
You put it on over lipstick or is that the oil?
This is the oil.
What?
It was, doesn't even
it's
look
very
that
red.
Glossy anymore.
Can I just say, when you got in the car, I was thinking, that's a nice lip colour.
Because it's a tint.
I would say it's more than a tint. It's very nice.
Isn't it very nice?
But I would, is that not too red for her?
She looked amazing with it.
Wow. She'd be allowed that for school, no.
No, she hasn't taken it to school.
Yeah.
But it's a tint, it's not a lipstick.
It's quite
it's a tinted.
Tinted
gloss.
Yeah, but it's quite, you know, normally they say tinted gloss and there's no colour in it. It's like nothing, but that
no,
is quite tinted.
Oh, and I did put something on top of it because I put it on earlier and then it was wearing off a bit.
Oh, okay.
So I've got a By Terry
something on. Okay.
As similar as I could
well,
get.
Well, it's nice.
It's good, isn't it?
Yes. She says as she quickly Googles yes. Clarins.
I think we should go to the chemist down the road that sell Clarins and see if they've got any. So, okay. that's
maybe
my recommendation of the week.
Nice. I've also got one. It is, of course, what you're drinking right now.
Yeah.
Dash water.
I'm drinking mango because it goes with my jumper.
And I have got
black currant
because it goes
with your jumper.
With my jumper. I mean, I did not dress like this on purpose, but seriously, it's camouflaging it. That is unbelievable. Look.
I've been drinking them all weekend.
That's ridiculous.
I do like fizzy water, but I don't normally like flavoured water.
Yeah.
But I like that it's fizzy and flavoured. And I'm just honestly loving them.
My whole house is so into it now. Every day, the whole weekend, they must have had about 8 cans.
Yeah.
Pop it open, put in some ice, put in some fresh mint, put in some lime.
It is a very lovely alternative
they're
to a gin
and tonic. They're chugging like them like they're cocktails. I mean...
But that's what it feels like.
They're loving them in my house.
Honestly.
It's a big thing.
So
anyway,
thank you again to Dash.
Thank you to Dash. And also, for you guys, Dash have very generously given us a discount code. So all you need to do is go to their website and enter the code NEW-DASH. NEWDASH. And if you think, oh no, but I'm on a walk and I'm going to forget, we're going to put all of this info in our show notes and on social media so you will not miss out.
Lovely. And that is our epilogue show.
Yes, it is.
We will be back on Sunday with the full episode with Rory Fairbairns. So I did cut it up a bit in the main show. So if you want the full episode, it is really worth checking in and hearing what he's got to say about being sober curious. He always gives gem after gem after gem. So if you are thinking about stopping drinking, then please go check that out. That'll be out on Sunday. And then we'll be back on Monday with a brand new show about money.
I was going to sing a bit of ABBA there, but I've decided not to. I've decided
because now everyone's singing it in their head.
They are, that's fine. Let them do that. It's better for them. It's better for them than having to hear my voice.
Have a good weekend. Look after yourselves. Take care of yourselves. And we'll be back on Sunday.
Bye-bye.